for joining me today for the Odd Pod Podcast, a side hustle of oddsandendshawaii.com. I am Audrey Larson, and I'm your host. This episode is brought to you by the Saltwood Collection, the new fragrance collaboration between Odds and Ends, that's me, and Jewels and Gems Hawaii. This men's fragrance line is crafted by hand here in Hawaii and features The Loft with notes of cedarwood, neroli, and balsam, and also The Woods with notes of leather, brandy, and smoke. Very luxurious, very manly, and exactly what you might want for Father's Day. There's still a chance to come and do in-store pickup, do a online order. Whatever you guys need, we're here for you. So come check out the Saltwood Collection, and you can find that at Jewels and Gem Hawaii and Odds and Ends Hawaii, spelled A-U-D-S and Ends Hawaii. Today, our podcast interview was with Davin Hyme. He is phenomenal, you guys. He makes custom, contemporary, modern, handcrafted wood decor. I don't even know. Like, he's building out shops, he makes dressers, he can make anything. He's very, very handy. We talk about his business, we talk about his family, we talk about his beautiful wife and his gorgeous baby, and now he has another baby on the way. Congrats, Davin. So we just wanted to talk to a dad because it's Father's Day. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. It was so, so fun to talk to him, and I just love him. So here's Davin.
What's up?
How are you doing? Oh my gosh, it worked. That's crazy.
Working like with this typical, that like this, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. This technical difficulty day that we're having.
Yes.
We're going to take the wins.
We're going to run with it because it looks totally weird on my end. Like, it says something else that's happening on here on the recording. So I'm like, okay, is it really going? But it is.
It's on my end. It says I'm talking to you and we're recording. So okay, what's up, everyone?
Hi, thanks for joining us. Happy Father's Day.
Oh, I am a father. That is
you
me.
You are a father. So thanks for being the father that represents all fathers.
You know, you're welcome, world. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Oh my gosh. Well, thanks for recording with me, Davin. I appreciate you. I think you're amazing. I love running to you. I think that your like just realness is the most refreshing thing ever.
Didn't I?
Oh, no, but you are. You're so real. You're genuine no matter where I see you, no matter when I run into you. It's like if I ask you a question like, hey, how you doing? You're like, well, today's a good day. Or, I'm kind of tired today. You're just super honest about whatever is really going on instead of the like, oh, yeah, it's good. Yeah, great. You know?
Yeah, it's so funny. Like that whole question, like, how are you doing today? It's like such a filler thing to ask somebody. And then I think, like, I just thought of, like, man, maybe if they're asking how I'm doing today, are they actually really, ready for the repercussions of what I'm about to say? So I've kind of, like, taken that road of, like, well, yeah, today kind of sucks.
But yeah.
I'm getting through it. But, well, thanks on that compliment of being the real. So I try my best.
Yeah, I like you actually taking the time to reflect and be honest about that question instead of just kind of doing the small talk thing. Because I don't usually want the small talk thing. If I ask somebody, which maybe isn't a normal thing that happens, if I ask somebody, it's like, I really do want to know, like, what's happening. Because honestly, maybe it distracts me or makes me feel like less of a jerk for having a not good day or a not good attitude.
Yeah, I can tend to do that too if people, like, ask. I actually like to talk more about, like, other people and then talk about myself. I don't know if it's like a Hawaii thing or like this thing where like you reflect on, like, maybe it's easier to like talk, hear you speak about yourself than me actually have to deal with actually what I'm going with or going through.
Yeah. No, I think that's a, human thing. I think that's a normal human thing.
Well, at least I'm normal in some cases.
Yes. No, you are. And very not normal in others, but in a good way. So yeah, so let's get into it. So tell us about you. Tell us about where you're from. Born and raised here in Hawaii.
I'm Davin Haimi. I am born and raised in Hawaii, Oahu. Moved a little bit in my teenage years to Kauai or Kauai for all you guys with the proper talking of Hawaiian languages.
Yes, I need to hear the Okinas. Thank you.
Yeah. See, sister, I'm not Hawaiian, so you know, you can correct me if I'm wrong with all these actions. But anyways, lived in Kauai for a while in my teenage years. I'm married to a beautiful woman, Emily, and she is a very creative girl. I have a daughter, and she's just the love of my little heart. Her name's Paisley, and yeah, I'm doing my thing with my woodworking and my business, and Emily's doing her thing with her business, Yure, and yeah, we're just trying to make ends meet.
I know. I hear you. Same. Like, we're all just trying to survive. Survive and thrive. But let's...
I'm going to thrive,
not just survive. Oh, that's the goal.
Yeah.
Okay, let's unpack it, though, a little bit, because I feel like... Mm-hmm. There's so much that you come from and that has kind of shaped who you are and what you're doing now, especially when it comes to like your family. Like I was telling you when we talked before, I knew you had like a creative family. I knew that you had these people that were artisans in your family. I didn't realize it was every single one of you. So like you need to tell me how this works, because is your dad and your mom super creative? Do they have their own businesses? Like, how did it work that you guys all have your own things that you're doing and you're all like, I mean, I would say successful at the things that you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I would say like pretty successful, like very successful at what you have decided to do. So that seems kind of like an anomaly to me. I don't know how it works because I didn't grow up with siblings. Like, is there a lot of competition? Like, I just don't know. I want to hear about all the things.
Ooh, it's a lot of questions, but to like simplify it a little bit, I have 5 brothers and 2 sisters.
How does that happen? Like, there's so many of you. So let's talk about that.
So how does that happen? So basically when a guy and a girl get together. Okay. So my dad, he was married 2 times before my mom. So I have half brothers and from his first wife. I don't really know what they're doing with their life, to be very honest. I know one, it was in the military. I met them once and... the big family drama. Well, we're going to move past
that. Okay.
So then it goes into my dad's second marriage with my older brother and sister, David and Michelle. So Michelle, she has a design firm, interior design, the Vanguard Theory. She is responsible for the Surf Jack, the aesthetic there. And
the Surf Jack is a hotel, just so everybody knows. Yes, ma'am. In case... they're not from here and they don't know what it is, but it's basically like the most popular vintage style. Like it's like this vintage eclectic designed and decorated hotel. And it's very, very chic and awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. My sister does that and she's really successful at what she does. And like, what else did she do? She also did like stuff for I don't know if there's this new thing in Kaka'ako, which is like it's called Redfish. It's made by Foodland. It's like poke and poke. What poke is raw fish mixed up with all kinds of fixins for all you people on the mainland. And then fixins and shoyu and all kind of action over there. But she designed that. And then my older brother, which actually got me into carpentry, owns a company called Blue Star Design and Builder. And he's amazing. He's like pretty much, he was like my mentor for the first part of me actually wanting to get into anything with my hands. So he's built things that people probably know down here, like Sig Zane's spot in Kakaako called Sig and Smith, not Kakaako, Chinatown, and just a bunch of stores. So he's really well known as well. And then I came along, and then I do what I do. We can unpack that a little bit later. But then I have my two younger brothers and one younger sister. And one younger brother does Koho jewelry. The other brother's a power weightlifter. And then my youngest sister is a really good photographer. So that's the Jaime clan.
Wow. Okay. So it's just like a lot of talent, really good genes. You're all very good looking. So that's great. Oh, yeah. Perfect. Super talented and good looking. Awesome. Don't feel intimidated. Okay. So tell me what you were doing, because I read that you started working with your brother, the older brother, in 2014. You were like trying to apprentice with him, right? Like he was teaching you how to build certain things and make certain things. But what were you doing before that? Because where did that transition come in where you decided, I'm doing something else, but now I decided I want to learn this trade and become a craftsman?
Yeah. So that's actually a really interesting question. But like before I was doing woodworking, I was actually pursuing a career in professional surfing.
Stop. And I had no idea. Are you serious right now?
I'm serious. So I learned to surf at 16, and then I fell in love with the sport. I wish I didn't like start so late, but then everything happens for a reason. But anyways, I started late surfing, and then in my second year, I won state championships down here in Hawaii after learning how to surf and got my first sponsors. And I was like, wow, I'm pretty good at this. So I just kept running with it, entered a lot of contests, but when you enter the surfing game late, not a lot of sponsors like see you or want to give you a chance. So that dream kind of like had to pass so that I actually could start doing this woodworking and making my own business. But to backpedal a little bit, I met my wife in Indonesia, and then after I surfing, and then after we got back, we found that she was from, I found that she was from here, and then we got together, and then the following year, this is called how head first I went into this relationship, I moved with my girlfriend at the time, Emily, to Bali to start a faith community. And over there, I just honed my surfing skills. Emily started her company. I helped her start with her company and relationships and learning how to speak the language. And then as of work beforehand, before surfing too, I like to make ends meet. I worked at a surf shop. I worked in like restaurants like Ruth's Chris and Sam Choi's, which is now closed. So I did all kinds of stuff. But then transitioning from Bali back home was my brother needed help with his company. And I was like, okay, I need a job. So I jumped in with David.
Wow. I had no idea. Like, okay, this is what I knew, because I know you guys love Bali, and I know that was where you were going to go, and you were, I didn't know if it was a church or if you were just ministering or being missionaries or what you were doing specifically as far as that stuff goes in Bali, but I knew that you guys were surfing all the time. I had no idea at what level you were. I just thought it was a normal, like, oh yeah, we go to Bali, and yeah, oh, Davin surfs all the time. Like, I was completely clueless.
I don't know, like, really talk about it too much, just because it's one of those like sore spot things. Like, I wasn't good enough to make it, and I'm like I don't know what it is, but like for me and my family, we're very like goal driven. So like if we didn't succeed in something, we're just like, oh crap, that's like the worst thing ever. And like kind of like it's still like to this day, it's like I feel bad that I wasn't able to like accomplish anything with it. But I wouldn't be the woodworker that I am today and made the stuff that I've made without those tough times or that disappointment mm-hmm. in my life.
Yeah, I think we all grow from those kind of struggles or having to, you know, like a disappointment or something that didn't work out. You learn a lot more from those things mm-hmm. than from all the like just easy sort of success. Like once you get something that's, I don't know. I just feel like you learn a lot from those things.
Yeah. It's so true. And it's like, yeah, in my life too, I've been kind of like a natural at a lot of things, but I'm going to say like I've picked the things that I've picked to try to get good at were the things that I didn't start good at. Like I sucked at surfing at 16 and like I sucked at carpentry and I sucked at like building homes and I sucked at like making furniture. But that being said, that challenge and that thing of like, wow, I want to master this because it doesn't come easy, like really helped me progress in anything that I've done.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's amazing. I don't think a lot of people would choose the hard things. I think it's human nature for us to choose mm-hmm. the easier things because they're easier. The less friction mm-hmm. we have to attain a goal that's like, okay, well, that's what I'd rather do. But it's so much more rewarding to go through actual like struggle of trying to be better at something. So, so you're true. Pretty so much true. Amazing. Great. Perfect. Awesome. Moving on. So you mentioned Emily and we haven't like mm-hmm. talked about Emily a lot. She did her own podcast. We did her last season. Mm-hmm. It was great.
Awesome.
She's the sweetest person. Mm-hmm. Super honest and vulnerable. Mm-hmm. She, mm-hmm. I mean, when she started her business, does that feel like, I know we didn't really talk about this earlier, but did that feel like mm-hmm. a little bit of a sting to you almost? Like, oh, well, she's starting this business and she's becoming like a little bit successful. And I had this dream that I wanted and I didn't succeed at it. Like, was that fire for you to kind of, or did you not even think about it? You're just like, we're in this together. We're building Yure together. I'm helping you. And then I'm going to go pursue this other thing of working with my brother and helping him out and learning this. Like, was there any of that? Because I feel like I would have that. I'd be like, ugh, like, you're great.
Actually, if I were to really think about, if I think about it, like, for Emily and Yure and how we started so organically and like Emily and I were a team. So like when we first started, like we were dating at the time and she wanted to make something, like I just loved being around her. So I was like, yeah, well, let's just do this. I'll help you out with whatever you need. So isn't that like more of like a jealous thing? But I felt like how we saw it, like I was going to be a bigger part of Yure in the sense of like business and whatnot, and but I was still pursuing surfing at that time too, even when I started working with mm-hmm. my brother too. Like I still was doing, like I was still traveling to Japan and Virginia Beach and all these different places to compete. So it was like I don't remember a time of me feeling jealous of Emily, but I can say one thing about Emily that is amazing and that she does for me is like she really pushes me in my business. Like she is so smart. Like she's so smart when it comes to like marketing and branding and like getting things done. Like she's a girl that mm-hmm. gets ish done. So it's like when I see her bump up a notch, I'm like, whoa. I like whenever she speaks, I listen. When it comes to business, she'll say otherwise in other things. I don't listen. As do a lot of other
yeah, husbands. Yeah, that's a husband and wife thing. That's a husband and wife thing. But when it comes to other things, yeah.
I want you. I mean, listen. But when it came to business, like I would like soak it up and I'd listen. So when it comes to a lot of things that Emily does and how she built her Yure empire, and she won't call it an empire, but I see like such great potential and all the successful things she's done with it. But like, as of me being jealous, I've never really felt that way towards her and her business. Or it's more of like, she would light the fire of like, oh, Emily is doing more than other people and that's why she's successful. What can I do more? What can I push myself to be as a woodworker? Like I'm like, if you look at my woodworking, it's beautiful. Yeah, I'm patting myself.
No, it is. It is.
But like what the back end of it is what's actually making it more successful than maybe some other people, is that the attention to detail on Instagram or on marketing myself. Like, so when you like get something built by the Splinter Concept and you follow me on Instagram, you know what you're going through. You know who's building your furniture, your heirloom piece. So it's like, I took that, I put a lot of attention and emphasis on that than anything else besides.
Yeah, no, I think that you've done an amazing job of that, being able to get to know you as a person and watching you work on certain pieces and really like engaging people. I found that to be really, really inspiring from you, just be like, oh, you're just like making these videos and talking to people and asking questions and getting feedback. I don't know. I really appreciate it. I really like what you're doing.
Awesome. I appreciate that, Audrey. Yes.
Okay. So you said that you're still surfing while you're starting to work with your brother. At what point do you like let go of the dream? What point does the dream die? Cause I know we need to have like an RIP. Did you have a ceremony for your dying surf dreams? Was it so sad?
So it was, you know, just saying that word, like the death of something, of like for me, like I believe like there has to be death to have like some sort of resurrection. So like surfing had to die for me to like resurrect anything new in me. But as of what the turning point for surfing was, is I did a bunch of contests and I put a lot of money into it. And what, if you guys don't know about surfing, is like you can pay thousands and thousands of dollars and on a busboy and surf shop salary, like that's like your whole paycheck for like 2 months, you know? Like, so I would spend all this money, go surf the contest, and if I would lose the first round, you don't make any money. So it's like it was not for Emily and I to have a future and for me to like have any like real substantial like way of living, surfing had to die in the sense of competitively.
Yeah, I guess I just, because I don't know, because I don't do this competitively, I didn't realize that you had to do the first round for sure. I didn't know if there was different, I mean, because I just wouldn't know, I guess, but I didn't realize once you spend all that effort and energy and money to get there, you have to win that first round. You don't even get other opportunities to go from there. I don't know. That seems crazy to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a tough road. I don't wish that life upon anybody that really wants to keep surfing as like something they love.
So you decided, for the sake of my relationship and what's going to be like my future family, I need to come up with a different plan.
Mm-hmm. And I actually didn't even know, like, I'm just being honest here, like I didn't know that I was going to be a woodworker or a furniture builder. Like if you talk to my wife and you talk to a lot of people, like before, I never thought of myself as a creative before. I would say like, oh, that's that person. That person's a creative. I am this person. I am a person that supports the creative. I'm the person that's behind the scenes. It's not like out there doing things with his hands, you know, like that's what I always thought. But then once I started getting like the affirmation between like from one person, they'd be like, oh, you really have something going here. Or like, you actually have some sort of talent at doing this. Then I was like, oh, maybe I can run with this. So
when you started, you didn't feel that way, but then it kind of grew. So what was the catalyst then? Because what are you guys building? You're just building homes and then you're like getting into cabinets, or what is it that you're doing that you're making, you know, you're getting into the actual woodwork and deciding, oh, this is it? Or was it like, oh, on the side, I need to make something for Emily. I need to make these shelves or this whatever. Like, was there a certain thing that you did that you were like, oh, wait?
So what happened was basically, so my brother would do all these different types of jobs. So like we would renovate bathrooms and we would renovate this. But during this time, my brother was also like building cabinets. So he taught me how to build cabinets. And I was like, oh, this is cool. This is a fun thing to do. And then we would go to a different job. He like taught me how to build a table. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And like I would learn all these different aspects, and then we would build these like cool pieces for these restaurants or these houses or these people or like whatever, who and whatever it was. And then like for me, like I was like, oh, this is kind of fun to build these pieces, not necessarily like chipping out concrete every single day. 'Cause I like starting with my brother, I would do more of the labor intensive work. Like in the sense of like I'd carry the wood and freaking clean the
Yeah,
crap off the
you did like
ground,
a
like stuff
day
like that, you
laborer's
know, and
job.
like I hated that. Oh yeah, like I was the bottom of the barrel. So it's just me and my brother too when we first started. So it's like I did all the stuff he didn't want to do, like that wasn't creative, you know. And what the real thing of me transitioning into being my own person and my own business and like starting the Splinter concept was like I was working with my brother, and I saw the strain that I had between his and my relationship as brothers. And I was like, you know, like we don't need this. Like life is too short. And like, yeah, like it's cool that I'm working with my brother. I'm getting all this recognition under his name, being part of Blue Star Design and Builder, and like growing his business. I was like, you know, this sucks. Like I don't like my brother right now. Like he's an freaking total a-hole, and I'm like, he's not, but like at the time, like that's what I saw in that. I was like, I hate my brother. He wants me to do this, he doesn't see me this way, and da da da. And I was like, wow, this is not healthy. So like Emily being the supportive, like loving wife that she is, like I was like, Emily, I can't do this anymore. Like, can I just work for you? I'll just do all the crap stuff for you. Like I'll do the driving, I'll do all the pop-ups. And she like she's very successful. So at the time, like she was like, yeah, let's just see how it works. And like so I did that and started Splinter, and it was a really, really tough
What do you mean? Just like
road.
working with your wife wasn't the best thing that ever happened to you?
It's hard to work with my wife just because like you have the backstory. She's like, I was kind of like her employee and her husband, you know what I mean? Like it was hard to draw a line in the sand, like, oh, this is business Emily, like I have to listen to this Emily, or this is like my wife, I'm talking to my wife, you know, like it was really hard for us to draw that line. And it actually never really got to happen because like we didn't keep working together in a very professional space, you know. Like I didn't like jump on her payroll and she's paying me and so on and so on. It's like I have my own deliver, she has her own. When she needs help, I'm there for pop-ups, I'm there to lift things, I'm there to like be that support. But as of Davin being a part of Yuri, it's very singular in that sense. Like that's her, that's where she shines, and where
Right.
Splinter is that's where I
So
shine.
what is the thing that you like making the most, or what is the thing that you liked making the most in the beginning versus what you enjoy making the most now? Because you make a lot of different things.
You know, it's never like one thing. Like it was because with this custom stuff, this consignment work, like it's always something different. But what I can say is that because I do what I do, and I'm like total like squirrel person, that being said, like I get really distracted, like squirrel, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm touching this, I'm doing this. So like I cannot really, for me right now in this moment, I'm getting better at it. But like back then I was like, oh, I want to try this, oh, I want to touch this, oh, maybe I'll work with concrete. So I kind of lost the question. So basically, like what I liked building back then would be like I started building with like triangle, like floating, like triangle shelves. And that brought me like enjoyment because I was like, oh, that's hip, that's cool. And like people give me affirmation, like, oh, you should sell this. I'm like, oh, I sold it for like, I don't know, like $20 or something like that. And I was like, oh, yeah, I thought it was so cool for building shelves. And then now, if you kind of like see the progression of what like my Instagram, like what I started and what I am now, like now I'm building out a store, you know, like I'm building like cash wraps and like dressers and all types of cool stuff. But the constant like state of like using new materials and using new techniques is what keeps me going for
That's
sure.
That's kind of cool though, that it's like whatever's in front of you is what you're enjoying instead of, well, these are the things, you know, some people are like, oh, well, I only like to do cabinets or I only like to do trim or this is the place where I feel the best. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I want to do new things. I want to try this. I want to be able to, you know, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Thanks. I appreciate that. I think you could probably say the same thing. It's like you can only make so many hats to the point where it's like, okay, yeah, let's do something different, you know?
Yeah.
Or like,
yeah. And it's for anything. I know for me, it's constantly trying to get inspiration from somewhere and then translate that somehow into something that you're like, okay, how do I package this up in a nice little product, like a hat, slap that on something and then be like, here, this is my offering to the world. So it can be challenging and it's nice to be able to come up with new things instead of doing the same thing.
So I have, like I said, I have the luxury of my wife having a business. So like a lot of the mistakes that she's made in the past business, like wise, like she is very open and voluntary, like, oh, you shouldn't do that because X, Y, Z, you know? And it doesn't completely correlate with woodworking, but there are some key elements that I've learned from her. But other than Emily and my brother and me asking them as like business mentors, I think what you're on the right track of like podcast and stuff like that. Cause I listened to a couple like maker podcasts and like, yeah, when life starts getting too mundane and too like ordinary, like I don't like, for me, it's like, I'm a big problem solver. So it's like, if there is no big problem, if I'm making the same thing over and over again, then I'm not really living my best life and I'm not using my creative mind enough. Mm-hmm. That's just
how I think it can go either way. Some people feel that way and other people feel like, oh, I feel safe, I feel secure just doing the same sort of routine, and that's totally fine. Like if people, like I don't want to sound flippant about it, like, oh, it's fine if you want to live that way, but like that for some people, that that's fine.
You want to be complacent, fine.
That's not how I mean it. I mean that like for some people that's great. Like those are the people who go on vacation to the same place, you know, because they're like, I know what to expect. I feel comfortable here. That's what I like. And then there's other people who are like, I want to see different things all the time. I want to go someplace I've never been. I want to be challenged to like be in a new environment or whatever. And it's just different. It's not, you know, right or wrong. If you want to do it the wrong way, it's fine. But whatever. No judgment. Totally no judging, judgment but here. No judgment.
Totally judging you inside.
Yeah, but you know, that's how I feel. So you mentioned like your brother being a mentor to you and obviously he helped you, but then, you know, you kind of had to step away from that to grow. And you talk about Emily kind of helping you and you're listening to her when she's doing business things. Do you have any other mentors or people that influenced you in your business or coached you? Like, I hear a lot of people now talking about business, like actual business coaches, and how people are, you know, checking in with these people and paying them money to help them with their business. And I just feel like I can't afford that. I would love to, cannot. But I'm trying to get it from different places. Like, can I get it from podcasts? Can I get it from books? Can I get it from just building relationships with other makers? Well, how do you feel? Like, do you have any other people who influence you or who've mentored you through this process?
So there's the Modern Maker podcast. And it's like, so one of the guys in there, his name is Chris Salamone and Mike Montgomery, and then there's also Benjamin Ueda. So these guys on Instagram are like huge. They have like hundreds of thousands of followers. But what I take from them is that, especially Chris Salamone, he of 4i Furniture, he really chooses to like to use different angles and different ways of selling stuff. So what I did personally is like I looked up him and I looked up how he did things. I even looked up his website. I looked up like how he sells things and like what I liked, and I would do like pros and cons list. Like, I like that he did this, but I think I could do this better. And I think that's just like naturally like what humans do is like we see something and then like, oh, I like that, but I think I would do this differently. That's basically what I did with him. And another podcast that I love is what is it called? Made for Profit. And it's by what's it, John Malecki and the guy from Big Fix This, Build That. But I would say like for them, like as hosts, they're pretty cool, and like they just like to me they compete a lot on their podcast. So it's like I kind of skip over a lot of the things that they're saying in the beginning, and they get to whoever they're interviewing, because those guys are the guys that are like working, that are not like, because John Malecki is like a NFL superstar that turned into like what I do. And then the guy from Fix This, Build That, for some reason I can't think of his name, Paul Rodriguez. But anyways, he is solely just like what are those people that on
Oh, like
Instagram
influencer,
and
yeah.
they get paid? Influencer. Yeah. So he's like full-time influencer. So like I would love to be that, but like I don't have that
We're
type of
all working
following
on it. We're
yet.
all working on
But
it.
yeah, I'll get there. But anyways, like those types of things, like you can, for me, it's like my dad and mom always taught me, because I was homeschooled, is like always like be able to hear anybody out. So like with like where I talked about, I know this is going off tangent a little bit, but like this is like kind of a little bit backstory. Like I was homeschooled, my mom homeschooled like me, my younger brothers and sisters, and like we pretty much had to teach ourselves with a lot of the curriculum we had. But what homeschooling did for me, and that Emily kind of point out for me, is like I can, me personally, I can like have a conversation with someone that's really, really young and still be a good conversation, and someone that's like really old and still have that same type of depth of conversation too. And like I don't see lines of age where like Emily was like, oh, I hang out with kids my age, and like I don't really talk to people that are younger than me. That's weird, you know, type of thing. Where for me it's like, oh no, that's just a person. Like I didn't understand that. But that being said, like I learned from everyone like around me, like especially when it comes to business, if someone has something to say, even though I don't take criticism the
That's
best
weird.
yet, like when people say something, I don't take criticism well. And like my wife will attest to that. But like it's really interesting, like learning, like I learned so many like lessons from people that I'll never meet, like never see again, but it stuck with me. You know, like people leave little pieces of themselves with you and the things that they teach. So if you're like willing and open to learn and stay in that learning or that student mindset, like then you'll continue to progress and
Well,
move
I
forward,
like what you're
in my
saying.
opinion.
I don't like what you're talking about homeschooling right now, but that's okay. I will take that in and I will try and grow from it. That's where I'm at. So it's fine.
It's okay to be there, live there for a minute, and if you get comfortable,
Oh
keep swimming there,
my
not jump into another
goodness.
pool.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So you're busy all the time. You're constantly doing new projects that I can see. You're always, like building something for somebody or displays or shelves, or now you're building out stores. Like, what? I know this was all happening before, but how has everything changed now since the stay at home, work at home, all the COVID stuff? Or do you, because I know that some people are still able to work and still continue to do things. I know you do a lot of things from your garage and your workspace at home, but also if it's just you, like you can still work, right? Because it's just you doing most of what you do. So has it changed for you or?
Yeah. So as in as since the stay at home order, it actually got more busy for me, which is awesome. But luckily, like the shop that I'm doing, like how you just said, like I'm by myself, which usually if I do need help, I'll like I have my younger brother that does Koa jewelry. Like, he's into like learning how to like build steps too. So like he comes in and I pay him, and he like helps me with the stuff that
Are
I
you
was doing with
nicer
the
to him than
library,
your
like
older
all the stuff
brother
I don't
was?
want to do, he does. But oh, way nicer. Guaranteed, you
You
can
heard
ask
it?
him. Guaranteed, check that
You
off. You
need to
heard that,
change your
David? Be
attitude.
nicer to your brothers.
Joe,
Gotta wake up, boy. Nah, just kidding. But
jokes, jokes.
not kidding. But as a state, like, I'm still working, so I'm still I only go to my shop and to at home to this shop. I don't really get to, like, if I ever have to go buy material, the thing that I do is I stock. So like, if I know I'm gonna need plywood, I buy like 5 sheets. Yes, it hurts my pocket a lot. It hurts the pocket a lot, but you invest in like trying to stay healthy. So
Yeah, that's insane.
been
Like
busy. Been
I've
busy,
heard from
girl.
a couple different people and businesses that they, some of us, like me, I was scared. I was staring at the walls, just going like, okay, so that was cool. Remember how I had a business for like a minute? That was awesome. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Loved it. It was great. And then I was like,
You
okay,
loved
I'm just gonna do what I can do. And these are the things that I can do. Couple things that I can make. I'm just going to keep going with these things. I'm going to restart the podcast again because that seems like a good way for me to spend my time and I can still connect with people and do something that I like to do. So I'm just kind of was looking for something else anyway before all this happened, just feeling sort of that complacent, like, okay, well, what am I even doing with my time? And now I feel very, very much more like, okay, this is the direction I want to go in. This is what I want to pursue and do. But there's other people who have been like, oh, yeah, no, business hasn't changed for us. It actually has
For
only picked
sure.
up. We pivot, we're making masks now, or we're building this, or our production is, we're just doing everything for the rest of the year now and getting it, everything banged out now. So it's kind of nice to hear that you're busy and that you're doing good and
That's yeah. I think that it is too, is like the entrepreneurs and people that really have to like bend with the economy and like know how to take losses, know how to like store their acorns, or like how to, like, I wouldn't say invest, but like try to like stay afloat, survive. Like, I don't know if I don't know if this is right, but this is just interesting to me. But like, it seems to me that us entrepreneurs are the ones that are still thriving, is because this whole thing happening with the world is just another thing happening, like another hurdle we just have to figure out, you know? And like how you just said, like, you're like doing this podcast, you like brought it, you resurrected it, you know? Like, your company, like, as you said, had to die to like for this
Oh,
to
yeah,
also
no,
to
it's
be
exactly it.
birthed,
It's
you
like
know, if that
for
makes any
us, I
sense.
think it becomes not making light of it by any means. I know that that's what you mean. I'm just saying it out loud so that people can hear me say it. But yeah, it is. It's we are constantly solving problems. We're constantly putting out fires. We're constantly trying to like figure out the next steps and the next things. And so for us who are this is our true nature of what we are here on this earth to do. It's like, oh yeah, no, this is a learning, growing time. Like for us that are going to make it, we're always like, okay, this is a problem. We need to figure out solutions. We have to figure out systems and ways to make this work because the situation isn't changing. It's only us that can change and our attitude and our reactions and our all those things.
Yeah, for sure. And I think like something that you just said, like, kind of like sparked something in me. It was like we're always tr like, as business owners and as people, we're trying to put out fires. Some people are at like better at it than others, but like, as this is happening to the world. This is just not just happening to like America, you know? But like, this, like, some
Yeah.
fires you need to have more than one person trying to put out. So like, this is like the time for all of us entrepreneurs, all of us creatives, all of these people, like business people, to help one another out. You know, like, how do you pivot? How do you bring people in to help you with this pivot, or whatever it may be? You know, like it's not the end of the world. I understand that there's a lot of people that were relying on a paycheck, But you could also look at this as an opportunity to like, okay, what are things, like how you said, like same thing with the podcast, like what are the things that I have in my repertoire that I can do that will bring life to me for one, but also like put my thumbprint on, like, oh, this is me, this is what I'm doing, this is how I'm gonna help. I never learned woodworking before, but let me reach out to Dav and be like, hey Dav, is there any way I can like sand for you? And like, there's like people that ask me all the time, like, oh, can I be your apprentice or can I do this? And like, I don't have the capacity to teach anybody at the moment that's not my brother. But not saying this as I grow, I feel like I'm going to bring people in to grow with me.
Yeah,
too,
and no, I think it does. I think others, it makes total sense.
If that makes any sense.
And I think that that's what, I don't know, that's just what we have to keep in mind. There's so many different ways and perspectives that you can have about this thing. And it's not easy by any means. And some days are harder, much, much harder than others. But if we continue to try and grow and figure things out instead of just sitting in it, then I think it's going to be better. I think if you're right, if we're trying to lean on other people and try and help other people instead of just sitting in how lame it is for whatever reason, it's going to be better. Or at least I hope it will be. That's my hope.
I'll guarantee if we're all pushing to be better, the world's going to be better, period. You know, but if we're all going to be, nothing wrong with being stagnant and complacent, but if we're like, if you want to stay in that line, stay in that lane, but if you want to like better your life and you continue to just try to better, like,
yeah,
obviously,
yeah,
it's going to turn around.
I think that's an outlook we all need to kind of, you know, we need to have. It's just some days it's really tough when there's $0 in my bank account, then I'm like, okay, great, so what now? Yeah. Before I let you go, I want you to tell me if you have any good advice for everybody that's just hanging out, listening to the podcast, if there's good advice that somebody gave you or something that's, you know, just something that resonates with you that we can take away. I'm trying to gain knowledge and gain all the good things.
Okay, let's see. So one thing would be like to know that this is going to pass, you know, like this is not forever. This is just a hard time, a wave that we have to get under or get through, you know. And like, for all you guys out there that are like really discouraged about work and all that type of stuff, we're gonna get through this. It's not the end of the world. And I would say, encouraging business wise, I would say, like, all you people that want to start in woodworking or whatever you want to do, like, this is the time to do it. Start. Like, this should be your creative juice to like, okay, you know, that thing I wanted to do, that podcast, let's download this app and start making it. Or is this a blog that I wanted to write? Start writing. Is this a book I wanted to read? If it's something that's, we'll start reading it, you know? So
that's perfect. The best this advice is the I can time. Give at this the moment. Time is now.
The time is now.
Yeah, that's
and also enjoy
get,
the time
I
you
get
have.
A little bogged down in not doing that, and I need to kind of slow down sometimes a little bit.
Time,
I appreciate
guys.
You taking the time. I know you're busy doing real things, not just sitting and talking to me.
Yeah, for sure. this is a real thing, and I'm stoked to be on the show, and thanks for inviting me on, and happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there.
You're doing it. You're making it happen.
We're doing it, guys. Let's be good dads.
All right, Devin. Well, thanks again. I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Thanks for listening, everyone. Join me next week because, you know, why not?